101AX, Marysville.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. No three-peat for the Kansas City Chiefs. ABC's Andrew Dimbert with more on last night's big Super Bowl win.
Fans in Philadelphia started climbing poles even before the game ended as the Birds cruised to a 40-22 win. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts named Super Bowl MVP, the 26-year-old getting revenge on the Chiefs, who narrowly beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl just 2 years ago.
President Trump becoming the first sitting president ever to attend a Super Bowl. On his way there, he said more announcements will be coming this week about 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum products into the U.S. The president also directing the Treasury Department to stop minting new pennies, citing the cost. Confirmation votes are expected this week in Washington. Both RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard, nominees for Health and Human Services Secretary and Director of National Intelligence, appear to have enough Republican support after some earlier opposition. This is ABC News. New concern about bird flu, and now that it's spread to cows. Details from ABC's Ike Ajachi.
Scientists, they're closely watching the new infections found in dairy cows in Nevada after a dairy farmer in the state was screened and tested positive for what's being called D1.1, which is a subset of the H5N1 virus currently affecting birds. Now, the reason why this is concerning is because D1.1 has been associated with two severe human infections in North America, including one death.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says in the last 3 months there have been 48 million avian flu cases among flocks of birds. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from sending three Venezuelan migrants to a migrant facility in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The men are all accused of being connected to a Venezuelan gang. They have challenged what they say are unlawfully prolonged detentions. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific.
Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket?
But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow. With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Chance of rain showers today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 38. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A dusting of snow tonight with another 5 to 10 inches tomorrow night through Wednesday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 19 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The program in the state of Kansas known as the STEM program, connecting children to science, technology, engineering, and math, has come to a halt in the state after the funding has dried up from the U.S. Department of Defense as of February 4th. As KSNT News reports that 29 different full-time staff members that worked for the STEM program in the state of Kansas have officially been put on leave after the STAR-based program was put on suspension for the operation for the month, quote, due to continuing resolution gaps in U.S. government funding. In a statement from Melissa Pete, the executive director of the DOD Starbase Kansas, they say, quote, while my staff will feel real financial pain and miss teaching, my heart really goes out to the kids and their classroom teachers who no longer are able to come to Starbase until funding is restored. In other news, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has ordered all flags across the state of Kansas to be lowered to half staff for the day today on Monday after the passing of former Congresswoman from Kansas, Martha Keys. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Multi-platinum hit maker Justin Moore is coming to Newkirk.
This is my daddy. These are my fields.
And Seven Clans First Council Casino Hotel and Resort. Friday, March 7th. Justin Moore.
So far away.
In concert in an all-ages show. Get your tickets for Justin Moore now at the Players Club or 7plans.com. Justin Moore, Friday, March 7th at 7 Plans First Council Casino and Resort, Newkirk, North Highway 77.
The Kansas State Capitol has been a hotspot for protesters over the past week, as we wrapped up last week with transgender rights advocates along with immigration rights advocates and those protesting the Trump administration and even Elon Musk's role in the federal government, all showing up to the State House last week.
I'm concerned for my wife and my daughter and their rights.
The degradation of our civil rights.
We're protesting Trump and Musk and all of the illegal activities that they're doing.
We can't have laws against people. We just can't. It's not right.
That audio from WIBW, where they say they are protesting the Trump administration and what they say is the alignment with Project 2025. State legislatures in Kansas have officially launched their own COGE department for a committee on government efficiency to allow individuals across the state of Kansas to be able to find wasteful spending within the government to help cut statewide costs.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, time could be standing still in the state of Nebraska after the legislature has advanced Legislative Bill 34 to keep year-round daylight savings time in the state of Nebraska after the presentation from State Senator Megan Hunt from the Omaha area, along with Legislative Bill 302 for the year-round standard time that was presented by State Senator Dave Merman of Glenville. According to the Nebraska Examiner, the bills did advance after the national group known as Save Standard Time had urged the committee to consider the quote, honest natural clock set to the sun as part of their permanent standard time and its variety of natural benefits. If the state legislature chooses to stay on the standard time in the state, then three adjacent states around Nebraska would also need to adopt the single year-round standard of time. If they stayed on daylight savings time, the states of Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming would all need to adopt legislation as well for the year-round standard time. Mid-America Network News.
2025 is the year to come out to Midwest Kia if you dare to compare. We're so confident that you'll love the product, love the pricing, and love the simple and transparent purchase process that we're putting our money where our mouth is. This year, give Midwest Kia a chance to dazzle you. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign, and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle, in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Found a better fit elsewhere? We're going to pay you $100 just for giving us a chance. It's a win-win all month long at Midwest Kia. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign, and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle, in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Dare to Compare. Just another way to say,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
$100 payment paid to customers who have been presented a deal in-store and provided a signed purchase agreement from competing dealer up to 30 days after store visit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners, Public Works Administrator, and County Councilor discussed putting documentation in place to allow the county to issue fines for failure to secure proper permitting prior to any work right-of-ways. Irish Creek Wind Farm had recently completed some repairs without permitting. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. The Washington County News reports some $249,000 was rebated in 2024 with 179 properties under the county's 10-year neighborhood revitalization program, which provides for a declining percentage of property tax rebates due on new construction and significant remodels. Application for the program must be made in advance of construction, and details are available through Washington County Economic Development and the County Treasurer's Office. Nemaha Hall County Commissioners at a special meeting voted to extend the contract of County Administrator Mike Miller through the end of March when Robert Reese assumes the post, coming from Finney County. Miller had resigned previously, effective at the end of January. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week in committee discussed the next step for the jail committee to take moving forward toward a bond issue for a new facility. They also discussed process with repairs to roads to match grant projects and rock versus gravel on the township policy with the county. It was reported the bridge between Gage and Marshall counties is complete. Beatrice Fire Department responded to a house fire late Friday evening in the 1400 block of North 11th Street. Four adults and a child escaped safely, as well as a pet, from the single-story home. The origin was likely electrical and apparently began in a front bedroom. Initial damage estimate $25,000, with $10,000 to $15,000 in contents lost. Grayson Ketter was crowned queen and Rhett Wurtenberger king during winter formal crowning at Friday night's Marysville High basketball games with Rock Creek. Dr. Tyler Shriver with the Hanover Hospital was our public affairs guest this past weekend. If you missed the program, it's available as a podcast on our website, KNDYradio.com, and our social media. Gilbert G. Griffey, age 95, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service is planned Monday, 10:30, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Gilbert Griffey. Paul R. Boding, age 77, of Seneca, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial is planned Tuesday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosaries Monday, it's 2 and 7 p.m. at the Lower Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Paul Boding. Donna M. Long, age 83, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 5 until 8 p.m. Family will see friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Donna Long. Mary C. White, age 86, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10:30, at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Thursday noon until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Mary White.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken cordon bleu, cheesy potatoes, broccoli, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, lasagna, French bread, mixed green salad, mandarin oranges, and cake. KNDY News Time, 7:14. Another round of snow, once, twice, three times this week. The first round, less significant, probably an inch or less across northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska, would likely begin Monday into Tuesday. That activity not as significant as an event beginning Tuesday into Wednesday and continuing through most of the day Wednesday. With that, 6 to 9 inches accumulation is forecast. We're in the 4 to 8 inch range, northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska, 6 to 10, points to our south, tracking along I-70 into east central Kansas. The exact track, the exact timing, accumulation still yet to be determined, but be advised, a significant snow event approaching primarily Tuesday into Wednesday and continuing Wednesday for much of Kansas into Nebraska. We'll have the latest updates plus weather-related postponements and cancellations. Stay tuned to KNDY for additional information. Average high temperature, mid-February, 43, record high on this date, 73. The average low, 20, and the record low, 19, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:27. Sunset this evening at 5:56. And it's 19 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 10th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
things were not easy in the Big Easy. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. At least not easy for the Chiefs, who were in search of a three-peat yesterday. Instead, it's the Eagles, who led 24-0 at the half, score the first 34 points of the game, and they roll to a 40-22 win in Super Bowl 59. It's Philly's second Super Bowl championship. They joined the Raiders of the 1970s as the only teams to win two rings in an eight-year span with a different head coach and a different quarterback. And they do it by dominating on defense yesterday. Philly with a pair of interceptions, which led to 14 points. They also had six sacks. That's the most Patrick Mahomes has ever been sacked in a game. The Chiefs fall short of a three-peat. ESPN analyst Louis Riddick.
They ran into a better football team tonight, a team that was bigger, stronger, faster, especially on the line of scrimmage. And there's no answer for that. That doesn't take away from the fact that they had a tremendous season, but Kansas City's now judged by championships, and now they see who they're chasing, and they see what they need in order to make sure that they don't get run out of a stadium like they did tonight by a bigger, stronger, faster football team. But it doesn't take away from the fact that this is a very good football team, and they will be back.
As dominant as the defense was, it's Jalen Hurts, who's Super Bowl MVP, fourth starting quarterback to win a Super Bowl after losing his Super Bowl debut. Jets will apparently have a new starter. They've reportedly told Aaron Rodgers they'll be moving on from him. NBA, Dallas is without its massive trade acquisition. Anthony Davis in his Mavs debut Saturday, an issue with his thigh. He'll miss upwards of a month. On the court, Houston snaps a six-game skid, 94-87 over the Raptors. Pistons lead wire-to-wire, beat the Hornets by 10. Cade Cunningham with the triple-double. Bucks get 43 from Dame Lillard. They outlast the Sixers, 135-127. College hoops, women's number one UCLA by 10 over Oregon. They stay the only unbeaten. Second-ranked South Carolina falls to number four Texas, 66-62.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her drive, we just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Due to impending weather, the Washington County Blue Valley basketball games, which were to be played Tuesday, will be played Monday evening. Girls varsity starts around 6. Saturday high school basketball scores in girls action. Centralia topped Marysville 59-39. Lynn over Canton Galva 40-27. Marysville boys took Centralia in overtime 82-78. Willow Tott with 64 points for the Bulldogs. Lynn fell to Canton Galva 73-68.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. President Trump says he's planning 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports, including those from Canada and Mexico. Later this week, Trump says he'll announce reciprocal tariffs against countries levying import duties on U.S. goods. Renewed talk of tariffs sent stock futures lower overnight. On Friday, the Dow Jones lost 444 points to close out the week at 44,303. The S&P gave up just under 1%. The NASDAQ composite surrendered 1.3%. McDonald's is set to release its fourth quarter earnings report today. Sales at the fast food giant were just picking up after a summer slowdown, but then came an E. coli outbreak linked to the raw onions used on the quarter pounder. T-Mobile has begun wide-scale testing of its satellite-to-cell service, which is intended to eliminate dead zones and extend service to remote areas. The wireless company says the offering will be free to users through July. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Monday morning. On your farm, broadcaster Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
President Trump's USTR pick, Jameson Greer, says the United States must become less reliant on China for its farm and other exports. China remains among the top three export markets for United States farm goods, but its tariff and non-tariff barriers and unpredictable relations with the United States bode for less export dependence on China. Greer agreed with Finance Committee senators, finding new markets is a must.
To make sure that our exporters, our farmers and ranchers and, anyone else, service suppliers, manufacturers, are not completely dependent on China for their livelihood, because that can be a high-risk proposition.
Greer committed to a more aggressive trade deal policy than his predecessor, with China still an important trading partner in that equation.
My guess is we'll always trade with China, absent a conflagration, God forbid. But we do have to have diverse export markets for our exporters. And I think that if we can be thoughtful in going to other countries where we see real concrete areas of advancement, we should pursue that.
Greer earlier recommended new market opening trade deals with the UK, India, Kenya, and the Philippines. The protege of Trump's first term, USTR Robert Lighthizer, Greer was deeply involved in the Phase 1 trade deal with China and with Canada and Mexico on the USMCA. Now, in other news, agricultural and farm machinery manufacturers could soon be affected by retaliatory tariffs from China after President Donald Trump's levy took last Tuesday. Trump ordered 10% higher tariffs on imports from China and threatened Canada and Mexico with duties that were later delayed. After the president's tariffs on Chinese goods took effect, the country struck back with its own 10% tariffs on United States goods, including agricultural machinery, which takes effect today, February 10th. More than 50 U.S. farms and gardening products such as mowers, egg sorting machines, sugarcane harvesters, and combines were listed as subject to tariffs. That's according to China's Ministry of Finance. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
The cat may not be out of the bag, but word is getting out about the value found in LAR genetics.
This is Blake Angel with Lundgren Angus Ranch, and I would like to invite you to our 24th annual Dollars and Cents production sale at the ranch south of Gove, Kansas on Friday, February 21st. We will be offering 80 yearling Angus and red Angus bulls along with 5 fall-bred females and 34 yearling open heifers. Black Angus sires include Tama Tahoe, Leachman Bottom Line, E&D Wildcat, and GAR High Security. Red Angus sires include Beaver Blue Chip and WFL Value Added. Bulls have been individually feed efficiency tested, genomics evaluated, and have a full set of association EPDs and dollar profit indexes. Our commitment to data collection is designed to benefit all LAR customers. The sale will be broadcast over CCI.live. Sale catalog and videos are available at LundgrenAngusRanch.com. If you have questions, call Blake at 785-410-3750 or Larry at 785-673-9047. That's Friday, February 21st at 12:30 Central Time. And remember, it makes sense to invest your dollars in LAR genetics.
Your home for all the latest in Kansas.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. For most beef producers, calving is underway or on the horizon, so they should have their toolkits updated and ready to go as a first line of protection if dystocia or other issues arise. K-State Extension beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff reviews some of the elements associated with a proper calving kit.
I'd really recommend to a lot of producers, have a big tote or even a cooler. I utilize a cooler as my calving kit just because if I have lubricant, if I have some of those other pieces, I can keep it in a cooler and it's not going to freeze during the day. So all day, all night, if I'm out checking cattle, I can take that cooler in at the end of the day. It's cleanable. It's easy to clean. It's made to be cleaned, but it's also going to keep stuff from freezing. And then basic things to keep put in there. Check your calving chains or straps. They're starting to rust. If they're starting to have any sharp points, repurpose them for something else on the ranch. They don't need to be used for calving. But have a couple of sets on hand, whether they're chains or straps, just because we're keeping things clean. So go purchase those. You can get those from your veterinarian, the local farm store. I like to put them in little Ziploc bags separately to keep things separate and keep things clean. But then from chains, handles. Obviously, anybody that's tried to grab on or just pull some of those chains or those straps can be challenging, to say the least.
He shares more instruments that should be ready during birthing events.
Have lubricant on hand. If you think that the natural fluids from the calving process is enough, they're not. Have some general OB lube, maybe some dry lube if you've got some J lube, something like that. Be prepared. Have that on hand. Have that in your kit. Outside of that, you never know what's going to happen. Where this cow or heifer is going to go into labor. Have something for restraint, whether that's a rope, whether that's a lariat, you've got a halter, something to be able to physically restrain these animals whenever you go out and try to help it and assist the calving process.
Tarpoff discusses an underrated calving tool.
More and more, we've had a real winter this year. And I do suggest for producers, yes, you can have cleaning equipment and everything else in there. But one thing I want you to remember is put a thermometer into that calving kit. Because as you're out checking for calving, if we have a cold day and we get a hypothermic or a low body temperature calf, the best way to assess that animal is to be able to get a rectal temperature. And having that little digital thermometer left over from COVID days, I think will go a long way to be able to get a good assessment on that calf. Have it in your calving kit and you can put it to work.
That was K-State Extension beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff on calving kit preparations. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning from Dennis Hendricks, Beatrice 77 Livestock. Hey, it's a Monday after the Super Bowl, folks, and certainly hope your team won last night. So that is the story of the Super Bowl. Well, it's a Monday after the Super Bowl, always a smaller sale. Very nice cattle we do. We have a lot of hay and so forth. So let's get the show on and tell you about the markets at 208. That is $2 lower, 328 on the carcass. That is $2 lower, but certainly the auction markets are alive and well, and we've got a great set here today. We will start at 11 o'clock here this morning. The hay will be at 12 o'clock noon. And then in our cattle lineup here this morning, we do have one black bull bottle calf, 2 week old, coming off the cow this morning. And a really nice, smaller set of feeders, but very good cattle. Chris Hansmeyer out of Hallam's got 8 black steers. They're going to be corn finished. Certainly we'll sell choice out of them. If you need freezer beef, they're going to be up that 1,500 pounds on nice set of steers there. The Moss cattle out of Burr is 34 black steer and heifers. Everything is going to be weaned and vaccinated except for 6 head coming up. But the Moss cattle are 6 to 750 pounds. The Willinsack cattle coming out of Cook is 54 black steer and heifers. They're going to be 7 to 800. The Krause cattle out of Denton's 30 black steer and heifers. They're going to be 650 to 700. And the Bartles cattle out of Sterling, 6 black baldy bull heifer coming off the cows. They're going to weigh 350. The Murdoch cattle out of Neaka's, 9 black baldy heifers, 5 to 600. Pascacho out of Pawnee City is going to be 16 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 5 to 650. Newmeister out of Unadilla, 12 black steer and heifers, 5 to 700. The McLaughlin cattle out of Elmwood, 10 black red heifers are going to be 5 and a quarter, 6 and a quarter. Like I said, a smaller lineup. Certainly we'll be catching probably another 50 head here this morning along with weigh-ups after that Sunday night Super Bowl is just a slower Monday. So, hey, give us a call. Alicia, Rick, Denny, Brian, Ryan, Slim, we certainly appreciate the business. And I want to touch on the bread cow sale coming up Thursday. That will be 11 o'clock on the bread heifers, bread cows coming in, folks. And certainly about 78 first calf bred heifers, 134 cows. And certainly you can give us a call on that offering Thursday morning at 11 o'clock. Here at 12 o'clock today, we will get into the hay department. In the square bales, there is 34th cut alfalfa along with 22nd cut. In the prairie, there's a lot of nice grass hay out here. There's right at 90 bales of prairie. There's about 300 bales of brome. There's 70 nice straw. In the big round department, folks, certainly a lot of hay, about 457 round bales. In the fourth cut, there's going to be 20. In the third cut, there is a lot of hay there. There's right around 20, 30, 65 bales. Then the first cut, there is 16. There is also round alfalfa fescue, 16. In the prairie department, there is a lot of hay, folks. About 75 bales of prairie. Nice stuff. We've got weights on 75% of the prairie. There's also a round prairie clover mix of 23. In the brome department, really nice. Hey, there's 74 bales. We got weights on all but 24. We'll certainly announce them when we sell them. The round oat hay, there is 10. And the round rye, there is 32 bales of round rye. We do have 5 bales of round unharvested soybeans. We've got the readout, the protein, the fat, and so forth. They weigh 1490. And the round CRP, there's 33 bales. And the round corn stalks, there is 30 bales. So a lot of hay. That will be at 12 o'clock noon. On the inside, we'll get back to the cattle at 12:30. And so we'll start with the weigh-ups at 11 o'clock this morning. And certainly, we'll be getting in the bred cows, bred heifers starting tomorrow for our Thursday sale. So please give us a call. Alicia and Rick, Denny, Brian, Ryan, Slim, we certainly appreciate the business. Again, as you know, the way we go, you certainly can go online for all the markets, consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Bietra77.net.
7:31 from KNDY, now 21 degrees. Seasonal highs near 40 on tap today, then look out, it's in the icebox, with highs around 20 on Tuesday, middle teens by Wednesday, with overnight lows dropping to below zero. And that said, it'll be snowmageddon too. At this point, they've upped the forecast accumulation anywhere from 6 to 9 inches on the mainly Tuesday night, late into Wednesday round of snowfall. Could be some flurries, mostly lighter snow develop, but late tonight, that accumulation less than an inch. But the event Tuesday night into Wednesday and continuing most of the day Wednesday, more significant. They're saying a lighter snow, lighter fluffy snow, but accumulation could be up to 8-10 inches. So be advised, a winter weather watch has been issued Tuesday night into Wednesday of this week.
Where can a sweet tooth find nutritious satisfaction? We'll talk about that next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 10th, the 41st day of the year. Singer Roberta Flack has a birthday, and on this day in 1982, Bismarck, North Dakota endured its 45th consecutive day of sub-zero temperatures. Do you wonder if dried fruit has all the nutrition of fresh? Generally, yes. In fact, nutrients are much more concentrated in dried fruit, plus they usually have higher fiber content as well as a longer shelf life. So what's the downside? Calories. They also become more concentrated in dried fruit. And because the water has been removed, we need to eat more to feel satisfied. So keep the portion size down, and dried fruit is a convenient, nutritious, guilt-free snack. There's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for today. Find plenty of wholesome recipes online at almanac.com.
Sam Schmidt with your latest Mid-American Network sports update. As the Kansas City Chiefs were in pursuit of 3 straight Super Bowls for Super Bowl Sunday yesterday. However, it was the Philadelphia Eagles getting the last laugh.
It's over. The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years. What a game. What a season. What a team. The greatest Eagles team in modern history. Eagles fans, savor it and
rejoice!
It was Cooper DeJean, Josh Sweat, and the Philadelphia Eagles' ferocious defense denying Mahomes, Kelce, and the Kansas City Chiefs that three-peat, and it wasn't really close. DeJean got a pick six, Sweat tormented Mahomes, and the Eagles routed the Chiefs 40-22 on Sunday to secure the franchise's second Super Bowl championship. Looking ahead to next year, already the draft boards are saying that the Kansas City Chiefs and Baltimore Ravens are tied for the best chance to win next year's Super Bowl.
A wild Saturday afternoon as Marysville took an overtime match hosting Centralia, 82-78 the final. But the real story was the one-man wrecking crew, senior Willow Tott, unofficially 64 points in the contest for the Bulldogs. The rest of the team had six trays for 18 points. Oh, Tott went wild. Top of the key three at halftime, top of the key three to send it to OT, and Willow Tott, a school record single game performance without a doubt, 64 of 82 points as the Panthers fall in a four-point loss. Alderfer had 33, including 15 of 18 free throws unofficially. Bulldogs improved to 8-8, Panthers fall to 9-7, 82-78, OT in the boys' affair. Girls went to Centralia 59-39 on the strength of a 21-7 third quarter. They had four of five starters in double figures, led by standout Owen Dieters with 18. There's undefeated 16 starts. Lindsey Dressman with 16. Casey Rush 11 for Marysville with the loss. They're 7-9, 59-39 girls final. Marysville at Silver Lake Tuesday. Centralia at Frankfort. Reporting KDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Friday night basketball scores in girls action. Rock Creek took Marysville 52-43. Clay Center beat Abilene 58-25. Wamego down Concordia 59-38. Valley Heights girls took Chapman 49-35. Hanover topped Axtell 43-38. Blue Valley over Frankfort 40-27. And Centralia took Onega 65-35. In boys play Friday, Rock Creek over Marysville 54-45. Clay Center down to Abilene 56-43. Concordia wins over Wamego 63-53. Valley Heights falls at Chapman 51-50. Axtell boys over Hanover 69-57. Frankfort took Blue Valley 67-59. And Centralia beat Onega 64-45. Saturday high school basketball and girls play. Centralia topped Marysville 59-39. Lynn over Canton Galloway 40-27. Boys action, Marysville overtime win versus Centralia 82-78. And Lynn falls to Canton Galva 73-68. Marysville High Wrestlers play sixth in the boys' competition at Silver Lake Saturday. Waters wins first, Rose runner-up. Bussman and Wetter finished third and Cromie fourth. Girls finished fourth at Silver Lake. Johnson placed third and Cromie fourth. Marysville Wrestlers will host Rock Creek. That's been moved up to Tuesday the 11th for senior night. And we have a basketball change. Tuesday's scheduled game with Washington County and Blue Valley will be played Monday night. Girls varsity about 6.
KNDY.